All right, is the recorder on now?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is Thursday, April 18, and I call to order the open session of the Illinois Gaming Board. We have a roll call as the first order of business.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Ramirez?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dolans?
Here.
We have a quorum, so I declare the meeting in open session. Ready to roll, and welcome Member Ramirez to his first Gaming Board meeting. We'll talk about that later. In the meantime, we have, I'm informed by staff, some matters, settlements, litigation to discuss in closed session, proposed settlements, that is. And so is there a motion to enter into closed or is what is otherwise called executive session?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2C, paragraphs 1, 11, 14, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act and Section 6D of the Riverboat Gambling Act to discuss items on the closed session agenda relating to specific personnel, the closed session minutes, investigations, and pending litigation.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. So for those in the audience, we're going to go back to the third floor to conduct our closed session meeting, a closed executive session meeting, and then we will we'll be back here at 10 o'clock to reconvene in open session and carry on with the rest of the meeting. Please call the roll.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Ramirez?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dolans?
Here.
All right. Well, we opened the meeting at approximately 9 a.m. this morning here in open session. Then we moved to closed session. We went to the third floor, had our closed session executive meeting, and then we moved to reconvene into open session here on the fifth floor. And we have the same quorum as before, so I declare the meeting officially reconvened. The first item of business is review of the open session minutes from the last meeting held on Friday, March 1. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve the minutes from its regular meeting held on Friday, March 1st, 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Chairman, report comments. First of all, I want to welcome a new member of Ruben Ramirez. This is your first meeting. He's already hit the ground running. He's already accusing me of misspeaking when I told him how many locations that we approve. Oh, about 100 a month. He couldn't believe that. We look forward to working with you. We thank you for your service for this very high-paying job.
Thank you.
Member Ramirez is, a 28-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department. And assigned to the Marine Helicopter Unit.
And detailed to organized crime.
And detailed to organized crime. We want to keep those guys out of gaming, so we're going to lean on you there a bit. I was more intrigued by your diving, that you're a rescue diver.
I was, yes.
Very good. So anyway, welcome again. We do miss Hector Alejandre, and I want to commend him for, I believe, his 4 years of service. I think he had the longest tenure of the current members on the board other than myself. I think we came in about the same time in the spring of 2015. He served us very ably, very well, very conscientiously. He was definitely a dedicated board member, we will miss him and thank him again for his public service. I want to congratulate Member Robinson on her recent marriage, April the 7th?
6th.
6th, sorry about that. Mine's the 17th, so maybe
that's how I am. Yeah, sorry.
But anyway, so congratulations again to you, Member Robinson, and thank you for cutting your honeymoon short to be here at the meeting, even if you didn't.
I did.
All right. Let's see. I want to welcome back Member Dolans from Tax Preparation Monastery that he's been in.
Good to be back.
And you're probably looking forward to these 10-hour days versus the 18 you were putting
Tens
in.
Tens of piece
20.
Of cake.
Let's see, I think that's all I have, other than our next meeting is June the 13th. Are there any board member comments?
Not at this time.
Not at this time.
All right, administrator's report?
Yeah, just real quickly, this month we have 6,851 locations and 31,091 machines. We have converted 70% of the machines on our G2S conversion, that amounts to about 21,800-ish machines in about 4,700 locations. So we're very much on pace with that conversion, and that's a lot of credit to...
And the locations you're referring to are the video gaming locations?
Yes, that's right. A lot of credit goes to Josh and all those guys.
We haven't added any riverboat locations lately, have we?
Not in a while.
Though that is certainly in the number of bills to expand gaming. People ask me about gaming expansion all the time, if it's going to happen. I say it happens about once a month at our meetings with 100 new locations or so in video gaming. I think we're up to the equivalent of 20-some riverboats on the video gaming side. I keep thinking that it's going to slow down, but I think we have 143 locations today to approve. I know there's a lot of talk about sports betting and other gaming expansion. You know, we have our legislative liaison attending those hearings, meetings, committee hearings, but we have not been engaged much in that process. We have a lot of expertise. I would think the legislature would want to tap into that expertise more than they have, so, and I would encourage them to do so. We have some very knowledgeable staff members on the subject of gaming, and I think it would be helpful to hear their input in crafting such major legislation like is being talked about down in Springfield. Public commentary. Is it Randy Wagner?
Yes.
Please approach the podium. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for hearing me for a few minutes. Thanks for your time. I'm here today looking for direction, and hopefully you can, as the gaming board, help me resolve my current user agreement. I went on your website, I couldn't find anything as far as procedures regarding video gaming companies. The only thing I did find was under section 1-800.270, letter F, for gaming locations, and it states immediately remove all gaming terminals from restricted area of play upon order of the board or agent of the board that have been out of service for 72 hours, and enter a written user agreement with a licensed video terminal operator. I don't know if I'm in compliance, and I'm here asking because I can't get any questions answered from Gold Rush or Excel. And my problem is, the last user agreement I signed with Excel Entertainment expired on August 22nd, 2018. In the agreement, it states, "The execution of this agreement supersedes and nullifies any and all prior agreements between the parties. This agreement is the sole entire agreement between the parties here, too. I signed an agreement with Gold Rush Entertainment on June 18th, 2018, to replace Excel upon expiration of my agreement. I've got copies of both for you to review. Excel is refusing to remove their equipment with no explanation except to verbally tell me they have a contract. Gold Rush, who I have a contract with, tells me they're unable to install their equipment until Excel removes theirs. I don't understand how something so simple is ending up here. I'm concerned that if any state or local official wants to see my licenses and contracts, want to know why I have a contract with one company, yet another's in my establishment. I just received my renewal for my fee with the city of Berwyn, and they're supposed to pay 50% with my user agreement, who I think is Gold Rush. This has been going on for over 8 months without a resolution. So I'm asking, am I in compliance, and what are the proper procedures to finally resolve this issue? Do I get a removal order from you? Do I need to hire an attorney and go through the court system? And to agree that my contract is with Gold Rush. I'm sure I'm not the only one in this situation, so I'm asking that procedures get put on your website and any forms that need to be completed so owners know how to proceed
when changing video gaming companies and how to proceed with vendors that refuse to remove their equipment.
Ms. Wagner, you said that you checked our website.
Yes.
Have you consulted with staff? Have you called anybody on the...
I have, and it's...
Pardon?
Yeah, oh, staff here?
Yes.
Yes, I did talk to Alicia about getting in front of the gaming board. She asked about some form being filled out.
But have you talked to any of the staff members responsible for licensing or...
No.
Okay. I would suggest that might be your next step, or hiring a lawyer, but Mr. Administrator, would you care to comment?
Yeah, I want you to give us a call at our office and speak to the legal department and see what we can advise you.
Okay. Okay, is there a phone number?
814-4700.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Wagner.
Thanks for giving me your time.
Thank you.
Mr. DeCiani, Matthew?
Is he here?
Anybody know, is it, Attorney Matthew DeCiani? All right, Sherry Wessel? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Mr. Augustini and staff, or Lorenzi. I just want to take a few minutes to tell you about Harrah's Metropolis. My name is Sherry Wessel, and I am the Senior Vice President and General Manager. I think most of you are aware that we did have to close for flooding the second year in a row. Not that we wanted to prove that we were better from last year and thought that we should do it again, but Mother Nature just didn't cooperate. So this time we were closed approximately 30 days, which was a little bit longer than last year. A lot of the things that we had repaired or we had learned from last year, we did maintain better this year. However, cold weather is not common in our part of the state, and we got down to 12 degrees, and we did not have heat in the building. So we did have a few other issues. The building itself, the casino floor itself, everything is fine. The only damage that incurred was in our valet portico share area, which is the same that we incurred last year. On more positive notes, we have about 500 employees, a little less than that. And during that closure time, they completed all of their compliance training that our company requires, including responsible gaming. And the more important part is they took it upon themselves and they donated a little over 3,000 hours of volunteer work within the community. So anything from painting local shelters to providing food for local homeless shelters, any skill that they had, they took it upon themselves. And that was a pay it forward because Caesars Entertainment continued to pay our staff at full pay during the entire time we were closed, and they wanted to show what it meant to receive that. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you all have, but I just kind of wanted to give you an update on where we stand.
I don't have any questions, but I do appreciate the update. It's nice to hear.
Thank you all.
From you on this. Clint Keister or Coaster? Good morning.
Good morning. It's Custer.
Custer.
My name is Clint Custer. I'm the current owner of the Naughty Pine Incorporated, formerly known as DK and DR Enterprises. I purchased this building in the contents fall of 2016, and immediately I contacted my terminal operator, a J&J, and then after I put my earnest money down, and they made me, the previous owner made me take sign an amendment to the assumption agreement as part of the sales agreement. I'm dealing with ME Gaming and just having trouble getting out of my contract. When I applied for my own gaming license.
How do you contract with J&J?
With ME Gaming.
ME Gaming.
We don't have a good working relationship. I eventually decided that it was my best interest to finish out the ME Gaming contract and terminate it when it was naturally expired, and it's almost here. I needed my games to go live, and seemed like the path of least resistance. Now that the term of the use agreement is nearly up, I notified Midwest of my plans to transition to J&J. Midwest refused to leave, stating it was in a response letter that my termination notice does not meet the requirement of the use agreement. They're saying that the notice does not appear in the proper time frame. When I called Midwest about my termination date, they advised they will not provide it. When asked them why, because they wanted to keep me as a customer. Now I'm left to the petition process via the IGB legal channels. My understanding that the use agreement petition process was put into place to provide the license establishment with a voice in use of the agreement disputes. However, because there have been no rulings on petitions, the terminal operator continues to have all the leverage in dispute of this nature. It is difficult for a small business operator like myself to initiate this petition, particularly when there is no assurance of a prompt resolution. I work at a full-time job and own and manage two licensed establishments. My time and financial resources are limited. Legal help is expensive with no assurance of a ruling. I can't imagine I'm the only licensed establishment being affected by these tactics. I feel like I'm held hostage by Midwest. All in all, I'm the customer, I feel like, as a establishment. I feel like I'm being bullied. I got bullied into this contract. I got forced to sign it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to buy this building.
Okay.
I do not have a good working relationship with ME Gaming. And all in all, it's not a good partnership for myself. Is there a better way to do business? Any advice?
Yep. Thank you for appearing before us and sharing this. Mr. Administrator, do you care to comment about any of this?
Other than to recommend again, like we recommend to the other individual, that you could call us at the department and perhaps walk through what you need to do.
Okay.
And so if you want that number, we can give it to you now.
I think I found it already on the paper. Yep. Thank you.
You should start tracking these kind of complaints because it seems to be recurring and just the frequency concerns me. So we'll make sure that we take a look at that. But sorry you're having trouble, but please reach out to the administrator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Custer. All right. Next on the agenda is proposed amendment to riverboat rules.
Jared will stand.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. Jared Smith, Assistant General Counsel. As you're all aware, for years we've had the minority business enterprise hiring goals. The statute was changed recently, at the end of last year, to add veterans preferences as well. The purpose of this rule is to both codify our existing numbers for the other categories as well as to introduce a veterans category that complies with the statutory change. The proposed rule uses the state contracting goals for veterans of 3% as the default premise. We haven't had the opportunity to do an in-depth examination of what businesses are owned by veterans and what percentages are, so we're relying on that number as sort of a starting point. This would also codify the 11, 7, and 2% that we've been using for the already minority female and disabled-owned businesses.
Okay. The rule adds, look at the markup here, in compliance with the statute, it adds the veteran's preference to minority contracting, and it codifies the benchmark numbers we've been using for minority-owned business of 11%, female-owned business of 7%, and disability-owned businesses of 2%. And then it adds 3% for veteran-owned business.
That's correct.
All right.
I have a question for the audience, just by show of hands. How many of the audience are the veterans or family members of veterans? And I'm just curious, do you see if there's any reason, if for instance, whether 3% or 5%, does it matter? I'm asking this question because I do think that we have a responsibility to do anything and everything for veterans, and this rule of 3% of, it was debate whether it be 3% or 5%, but would anyone find it difficult to find opportunities for veterans, whether through employment, contracting? Would anyone have any trouble there? And so is 5% unreasonable? I really would love to just get a little feedback from the audience.
Well, I don't know that this is a decision for the audience. I think
no,
this is a decision.
No, it's not a decision.
For
it's
the board.
It's feedback.
And I have to say, I love veterans. My dad was a Marine. My biggest regret is I did not serve. Didn't avoid service, but I graduated from college at the height of the winding down of the Vietnam War, and I didn't volunteer, but I didn't avoid it. But my biggest regret is not serving. So I think we do owe veterans a great deal. But I like the 3% because we have statutory precedent for that under the procurement code. Just like on the 11%, the 7%, and the 5%, and the 2%, for the other categories, you know, we have statutory precedent for those under the Business Enterprise Program. And so I think before we deviate from statutory precedent like that, since this is not our area of expertise, we should do more than just throw out percentages here. So that's why I do favor the rule as proposed at 3%.
And I'm not based on agreement and anything you said, Chairman. I'm just curious if there was any indication, even though there is statutory precedence for the 3, and I'll state for the record that any and everything that we can do to support veterans and my concern is at 3%, and we're not meeting some of our other goals, that maybe we won't reach at 3. So giving you a higher goal to assist any way that we can is an opportunity. But I shared that. I hope that any and everything we can do as an industry towards veterans, that we actively pursue that. I was in support of a higher percentage just simply because the higher the goal, the more work we may make. But I'll leave it at that.
All right, and I agree with everything you just said, Member Robinson, and thank you for those comments. And
I
would assume that we can always down the road we could amend it.
Yes.
If we establish that it's insufficient goal, we could up it down the road. But I think 3% is a good start anyway for the first time we've done this.
But it also doesn't mean that if it's at 3% that we achieve higher, so we can report it at a higher level.
That was
Thank
the
you.
Point that I was thinking, is not necessarily a maximum, but a minimum.
That's exactly right. All right, Jared.
Thank you.
All right, is there a motion?
Based on the staff's recommendation, I move that the board approve for submission to the Index Department of the Secretary of State on first notice the proposed amendments to Rule 3000.286, which addresses contracting goals for veteran-owned businesses and numerical goals for all types of firms covered by the rule.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Owner licensee items. Initial consideration, Rock Island Boatworks, DBA Jumers Casino. Owner's license renewal. That's when we were expecting someone here to.
I thought they were going to.
Just initial consideration.
Right. And then there's no action needed because it's initial consideration.
Right.
That's right. I mean, it says.
Take up the final consideration.
Right. Okay. All right. Riverboat supplier licensee items. Advantage Promotional Systems. I assume there's no, I think staff's recommended renewal. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the Riverboat Supplier License of Advantage Promotional Systems, Inc. for a period of 4 years expiring April 2023 and approve the following individual as a key person: Gregory W. Davis, president and 100% owner.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Supplier key person approvals and denials. First one up is Julie Montana.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Lorenzini and staff. Donna Moore, on behalf of Suzo Gaming Solutions and Ms. Montana, and just want to congratulate everybody on all the good news today. It's always
Thank
good
you,
to
Moore.
Have good news as opposed to bad news. So,
all right.
Ms. Montana, by the way, is in Las Vegas this week for meetings for the company. As you know, she has recently taken over as president, so she could not be here today.
Appropriate place to meet, I suppose, and if that's your business.
A little better weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find Julie Montana suitable as a key person of Suzo Hap Gaming Solutions, LLC, in her role as president and 100% owner.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, Ronald K. Partridge.
Donna Moore, again, on behalf of Mr. Partridge. He, interestingly
He's in
enough,
also.
Is at the same meeting with Ms. Right. Montana in Las Vegas, so he apologizes for not being here today. But we would ask for his approval.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find Ronald Partridge suitable as a key person of Suzo Hap Gaming Solutions, LLC, in his role as president and chief executive officer of Suzo Hap, Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Moore. Occupational licensee items. Initial level one licenses, approvals and denials. Charles Joseph Natalie Jr.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini and staff. John Janicek with Mayor Brown on behalf of Elgin Riverboat Resort, requesting the approval of Mr. Natalie's level one. He is not able to be here, although I note he's been with the licensee for 24 years in service.
Okay, very good. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve Charles Natalie Jr. as a level one occupational licensee in his position as chief information officer for Elgin Riverboat Resort, DBA Grand Victoria Casino.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janicek. Jason Ryan Grover.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, Ms. Passfield, and staff. My name is Kieran Frazier of the law firm Greenberg Charg. I'm here appearing on behalf of Jason Grover of Alton Casino to request approval of his occupational one license at his position as IT director. Thank
Very
you
good.
For his consideration today.
All right. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve Jason Grover as a level one occupational licensee in his position as IT director of Alton Casino, LLC, DBA, Agassi Casino, Alton.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Frazier, I assume that you'll vouch for his ability to do two jobs?
Yes.
Two
yes.
boats?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, initial level two and level three licenses.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we presented you with a list of 247 level two and three occupational license applicants. We are recommended to approve those applications as well as authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to five applicants.
247. You didn't misspeak, right?
Nope.
The volume, I continue to be amazed at the volume of new licenses and renewals that staff processes on a regular basis. And thank you. I don't know how you do it, but please keep it up. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve 73 Level 2 occupational licenses and 174 Level 3 occupational licenses, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Mario Lashin Clark Jr., John Lee Wilburn, Cheryl Lynn Ponikatowski, Fantasia Parker, Janetta LaShonda Lewis.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there a motion relative to Mercedes Andrea Lucio?
Yes, further, based on staff's investigation, I further move that the board grant Mercedes Andrea Lucio a Level 2 occupational license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, here, I found it.
I didn't see it.
It's tab E. Tab E. Yeah, next to last, tab E. Okay.
You good?
All right, I'm good. All right, the motion's been made and seconded to grant Ms. Lucio a license, a Level 2 occupational license. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
The motion...
I'm opposed.
Okay, then the motion carries 3 to 1. All right, request for hearing.
Excuse me. This month, staff reviewed one request for a hearing. The request comes from Chad Alexander Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins was denied an occupational license for failing to disclose a felony conviction. In his request for a hearing, as well as supplemental information that he provided to staff, the application, the applicant demonstrates that he was charged, that he had actually pled to a lesser offense and that our information was incorrect. In light of that additional information, we are recommending that the board rescind its denial and grant the license.
Mr. Administrator, is this the one where we got a letter from the prosecutor?
That's correct.
Correct, advising us that it was a misdemeanor. Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, after consideration of the request and related supplemental information, I move that the board rescind the previous denial, grant a Level 2 occupational license to Chad Alexander Jenkins, and deny the request for hearing as moot.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary complaints.
This month, we're asking you to consider a number of disciplinary complaints. The first one is with Junior Sobrero, Level 2 licensee at Rivers. Mr. Sobrero was terminated recently by Rivers for conduct while at work. We are recommending that the board revoke his occupational license for those actions.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 2 occupational license of Junior Sobrero, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within the timeframe in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation is with respect to Dominic David Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong is a Level 3 licensee at Rivers in January. Mr. Armstrong was, his employment was terminated for violating company policy, and we are recommending that the board revoke his license.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 3 occupational license of Dominic David Armstrong, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Rosedale Chester. Mr. Chester is also an employee, or was an employee, at Rivers Casino. He, in February, was terminated by the casino, also for violating casino policy, and we are recommending that the board revoke his occupational license.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 2 occupational license of Rosedale Chester, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Ryan Elizabeth Hohenwater, a Level 3 licensee at Hollywood Casino Joliet, who was terminated in March for violating casino policy. We are recommending that the license be revoked.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 3 occupational license of Ryan Elizabeth Hohenwater, with said action taking effect 21 days after notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within the timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation is with respect to William Lee Greer, formerly of Rivers Casino. Mr. Greer was terminated, I believe, in December of last year for violating casino policy, and we are recommending that the board revoke his occupational license.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 3 occupational license of William Lee Greer, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Ron Chavez was terminated by Rivers Casino in February of this year for misconduct at work, which he admitted to. And based on that admission and his conduct, staff recommends that his occupational license be terminated, or revoked.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 2 occupational license of Byron Chavez, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
Ms. Rosa Carpio Contreras resigned after admitting, resigned from Rivers Casino after admitting her misconduct at work in February of 2019. Based on her admission and that conduct, we are recommending revocation of the license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 3 occupational license of Rosa Carpio Contreras, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously.
In December of last year, Don Gary Tobin was terminated by Harrah's Joliet after admitting to misconduct while at work. Based on his admission as well as his conduct, we are recommending that his license be revoked.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 3 occupational license of Don Gary Tobin, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe, in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Staff next recommends that the board revoke the license, the occupational licenses of Jason Matthew Martin and Anthony James Perkins, both former of Paradise Casino, for misconduct involving online poker while at work.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 2 occupational licenses of Jason Matthew Martin and Anthony James Perkins, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
In January of this year, the IGP fined Mr. Joshua David Johnson $250 for failing to disclose an arrest and the disposition of that arrest. In February, Mr. Johnson spoke with legal office of the IGP and stated that he would not pay the fine because he was quitting his job. We are recommending that his license be revoked.
And he has since quit his job,
yes,
his employment with Paradise. Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 3 occupational license of Joshua David Johnson, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
In January of this year, the board fined Mr. Deontay Michael Young $250 for failing to disclose an arrest and the subsequent disposition of the arrest. He has failed to pay that fine and otherwise to respond. Therefore, we are recommending revocation of his license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 2 occupational license of Deontay Michael Young, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation is to revoke the license of Darius Lee Nixon, who also was fined $250 for failing to disclose an arrest. He has not paid or otherwise answered, and he has subsequently quit his employment at Paradise. We recommend, as I said, revocation of his license.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the Level 2 occupational license of Darius Lee Nixon, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. All right, now we're going to take like a 1 minute recess, a sitting recess, before we go into video game.